I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, August 9th. Social media may go wild the next few days, filled with reports of UFOs in the early morning sky. Ignore them. The objects are fully identified. They're the planets Venus and Jupiter, the brightest objects in the night sky after the moon. They're crossing paths as Jupiter pulls away from the sun as seen from Earth and Venus drops toward it. Venus is the brighter of the two. Venus and Jupiter could have a big influence on our own planet, not astrologically, but gravitationally. The planets all probably moved around a lot when the solar system was young. Today, their configuration is stable, and it should remain stable for hundreds of millions of years. But it's impossible to predict beyond that. Tiny differences in a planet's current orbit could have a big impact on its position in the far distant future. As a planet moves toward or away from the Sun, its gravity pushes and pulls the other planets, changing their location. Earth is most influenced by the gravity of Venus, which passes closer to us than any other world, and Jupiter, the most massive planet. They squeeze and stretch Earth's orbit over a cycle of about 400,000 years. In the distant future, they could destabilize the orbit, dramatically changing Earth's place in the solar system. Look for these influential planets beginning a couple of hours before sunrise. They remain visible deep into the dawn twilight. And we have more skywatching tips and much more about the cosmos in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.